favorite day of the week. It's Friday, October the 12th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, looky here. Kool-Aid for the masses. Everything is fine. Don't worry. Be happy. This is the AP report on Wall Street today. Wall Street closed out a bumpy week with a moderate advance today as tech stocks charged higher on takeover news and other sectors gained on data that indicated the economy was expanding at a healthy pace. Dow Jones Industrials closed up 77 points at 14,093. NASDAQ, that's where the action is. Back on the internet bubble again. Yes. Up 33 points at 2,805. Is it possible we could go back to 5,000? S&P 500, new uncharted territory, up 7 points at 1,561. In the metals complex, time for a little profit-taking, as they say. Gold in New York City closed down $3.20. to end the day at $749.60. Silver off 10 cents at $13.87. Platinum bucking the trend, up $8 at $1,419. And with all the action in palladium of late, palladium decided to have a three-day weekend, and it closed flat at $3.81. Oil. Don't tell Wall Street this, but oil broke to new all-time highs today, soaring above $84 a barrel, but closed below that level, closed up by 61 cents, ended the day at $83.69. It's good to know that.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
According to their little magic box, their charts, their candlesticks, and the little gnomes that they look at, it seems as though the possibility of gold dropping below $700 is a dream that many of us may have, but it'll never come true. At best, they say, we could maybe go down to 710. And at that point, they recommend pretty much selling everything you own and buying gold. Well, together with J.P. Morgan and Citibank analysts that have come out with favorable impressions of the noble metal this week, Dr. Mark Faber has come out today and obviously echoed their sentiments. Now, if you don't know who Dr. Mark Faber is, he's got a website called Doom and Gloom, which is unfortunate to name your website Doom and Gloom. I think his newsletter is called Gloom Boom Doom. Anyway, he's a smart guy. He was born in Zurich, schooled in Geneva, Switzerland. He got his PhD in economics. Now think about this. When he was 24 years of age at the University of Zurich, he lives in Thailand. As we said, he's best known for his newsletters, but he's been around the block a while. During the 70s, Faber worked for White Weald and Company Limited in New York City and Zurich and Hong Kong. He moved to Hong Kong in 73. He was managing director at Drexel Burnham Lambert from 1978 until the firm collapsed in 1990. Well, that shouldn't be anything that you hold against the fine doctor. But the point of what the doctor has to say is something that we've been emphasizing sometimes ad nauseum, but still emphasizing that the daily price that you see on gold is not representative of the real world. It has nothing to do with how much gold is out there. Dan Denning writes today from Australia saying gold rose to its highest price since 1980 as a decline in the value of the dollar boosted the appeal of the precious metal as an alternative investment. Gold is gearing up for another rally, as Paul McCloyd, vice president of the precious metals department at Commerce Bank in New York City. It's moving with the dollar, but it's also gathering its own momentum. What gold has going for it these days, in addition to be a store of value and money for thousands of years of human history, is that the supply of new gold is growing less fast than the supply of new U.S. dollars. This is why Dr. Mark Faber likes gold so much. According to the latest issue of Gloom, Boom, and Doom report, it's not just gold either, but all hard assets, gold, food, mining stocks, they all enjoy the advantages of tangible assets, namely that you can't print gold mines or you can't print an ear of corn. If in the long run, Dr. Faber writes, central banks have no other option but to print money, then the place to be for investors is the asset for which the supply is most limited. Money can be printed physically, electronically, and the supply of equities and bonds as well as of real estate can be increased significantly, which is true. Here in the Valley of the Sun, we now are offering a free Lexus with every home purchase. I kid you not. But Dr. Faber continues. He says the supply of gold is simply very limited. I therefore continue to maintain that the great bull market in financial assets came to an end around the year 200, and that thereafter a bull market in gold and other commodities began, which is likely to extend for a long time, largely courtesy of our central bankers. Where do stocks fit into this picture? They are not hard assets. Some stocks, though, produce hard assets and precious metal. Dr. Faber says, if one is to believe the money printing will continue to lift asset prices, precious metals would seem, at least for the foreseeable future, to offer a better alternative to equities. Gold mining stocks, which have undergone a serious correction, are now inexpensive compared to the bullion price, also seem to be attractive at these levels. With so many producers of hard assets, Aussie stocks are absolutely flying. If you can't go on, but it does, higher and higher each day, reads a headline in today's Sydney Morning Herald. All sectors are up, banks are up, commodity stocks are up. In general, everything seems to be green today. And so there you have it. Once again, we are dealing with the most simplest of things to understand here, that all financial instruments are easy to reproduce. We can print money. We got a printing press, actually, it's running as we speak. It's been running 24/7 for who knows how long. Probably even longer than 24/7. I don't know how they can put 25 hours in a day, but I'm sure the printing presses in Washington can achieve that objective. After all, when you look at the warehouse where all the money is stored, which is at 100 Orchard Street in New Jersey, you can actually Google it, too. I Googled it a couple of weeks ago when I watched a story about the storage of cash, which is a huge building, and it's three stories high. And when you go, well, you can't get into it because they don't even allow human beings into the storage facility where all the money is kept. Everything is automated. Everything is done by robots, believe it or not. Humans, but when they need a pallet of cash, the robot goes and selects a pallet of cash. And when I say this building, it's 3 footballs long. Now, just imagine this. This is printed money, 3 footballs long, football fields, I should say. It's Friday. Forget how to speak English after a while, after a long week. But it's 3 football fields long. It's 3 stories high, and it's just packed, floor to ceiling, with tens and twenties and hundreds. I mean, it's mind-boggling in its proportion. I mean, when you look at this amount of money, it's backed by nothing. It's just printed paper. And it's like anything else out there. This is why earlier in the week when I told you the story about the rise of numismatics in the late 80s and the reason Wall Street got all excited about it, and then when they finally...
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Keynes, who, by the way, if you wanted to know which is the official financial policy of one Mr. Ben Bernanke, you got to look no further than his praise for Stanford's university economist John Taylor. In short remarks today, kicking off a conference on Taylor's accomplishments at the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, Bernanke made no comments on the current economy in his videotape remarks. Taylor is best known for his insight into monetary policy, including the so-called Taylor Rule, an eloquent description of how central bankers move interest rates to maximize growth while minimizing price inflation. Yeah, it sounds so good. But it's all based on what? Printing money. Producing wealth out of paper? Does this make any logical sense to anybody? No, of course it doesn't. Well, anyway, it doesn't to me.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll be right back. Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the sea may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I don't know when I get there.
Evangelicals think that they have. I'm hearing evangelicals talking about supporting Rudy Giuliani. In other words, they are prepared to sacrifice their most cherished belief, and that is the right to life. They will cherish that at the altar of a politician just solely because he may beat Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, just think about this. They are willing to sacrifice their most cherished position on this, as it goes for even big ones, like Mr. James Dobson. He, too, is willing to sacrifice his long-held religious beliefs on, they've been asked, what's the guy's name? Mark DeGross, or DeMoss, I think it is. He is a evangelical PR man. He's written to all the leading evangelicals, and we know who they all are. employing them to support Mitt Romney for president. Now, this is another guy that has a questionable philosophy when it comes to life. I know he says he's pro-life now, but last week he was pro-choice. Seems as though running for president makes you change sort of moral belief systems. And and we have a couple of articles that you can find out about this, why evangelicals may turn to Romney. The continuing search by evangelical leaders for a Republican presidential candidate they can believe in took an intriguing turn this week when a handful of evangelical notables started to lean more publicly and more urgently in the direction of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. The latest move came yesterday when Mark DeMoss, a well-known publicist for a variety of religious or conservative groups and causes, sent a 5-page letter to friends and colleagues explaining that he had decided to back Romney, a Mormon. I got nothing against Mormons. My sister's a Mormon. The only problem I have with Mormons is I went to my niece's wedding, the big Mormon church in San Diego. You can't miss it. It's right off the freeway. Big white thing. It's gorgeous. Drop-dead gorgeous. Walked in to go to attend the marriage service, and they said, sorry, you can't come in. I go, why? Well, you're part of the unwashed. Or something to that effect. But the bottom line is, here you've got a real dilemma. Now you have to ask yourself, why aren't these people listening to Ron Paul? If the evangelical movement, because the great thing about this presidential election, it's going to expose all the phonies. I mean, the great thing about George Bush and this current administration is because I was completely naive to phony conservatives. Leading up to George Bush's election as president, I thought we were kind of all in the same boat together. I thought we were all, you know, one big happy conservative family. James Dobson, Focus on the Family, Pat Robinson, David Horwitz, communist turned conservative, Newt Gingrich. I mean, I thought we differed on the margins, but I thought, you know, we're all out to defeat the socialist left, the pseudo-communists out there. But it didn't take too long, and it was within a couple of months of the president going into office, I started saying, you know, these people have a different political philosophy than I do. All of a sudden, they're coming, and then obviously it all unfolded, and we now have a new term in our lexicon called neoconservatives. So, I mean, that was very good for me, because I could separate the wheat from the chaff. And it's the same thing now with these evangelicals. I think this is going to be their defining moment. This election is going to define who they are and what their priorities in life are and whether or not they do support the underlying cause. The underlying cause is the right to life. I mean, this is the same problem that I always have when positions on the death penalty. Now, the death penalty is a tough one. The reason I'm opposed to the death penalty, outside of the fact that I think that only God has the right to take your life, I think that's pretty much where it stands. And besides the fact I'm more fearful of facing God than man, but that's neither here nor there. My other big problem with the death penalty is how corrupt the legal justice system is in this country and how many innocent people are being put to death. They tell us that, oh no, never happens. Well, hello. I mean, not a day goes by when somebody is released that's been incarcerated for the last 20 years, accused in most parts of rape, that now they find that, he didn't commit the rape, but we had him locked up for 20 years. We thought we had everything. This is caused by corrupt public prosecutors. I mean, not public prosecutors, by district attorneys, who have more power, as we often said, than the President of the United States. The only power that they don't have is they can't send your sons and daughters to war. But as we've seen with the Duke LaCrosse case and many others, as a matter of fact, another DA is now going to trial for withholding evidence in the first terrorism case up in Michigan. I mean, it's not a rogue prosecutor out there. It is what they all do. It is the reason why America has the highest incarceration rate on the planet. It helps explain events that take place. You know, it's I don't know what it is when people enter government service. For whatever strange reason, they become these other people. I try to draw analogy when I go, when you're in the military, you look at everybody else's civilians. And it's not a good relationship. As a matter of fact, you look down on civilians because you are in the military. It's kind of like government workers. They think they are better than the general public. They don't realize that they are the servants, not the masters. Case in point, the events had unfolded about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago now, in Phoenix International Airport, where that woman died in custody. Of course, they said she was crazy. Now, and that kind of justifies whatever actions are now imposed on that person. But now we're starting to find out more and more about this case, or why this woman was originally thrown to the ground and handcuffed and dragged off into jail. Was, first of all, she was a very fragile woman. Besides the fact, I didn't even know this, she was from South Africa. This is a fragile woman, obviously had a problem with depression and drinking and all this kind of stuff. It's a normal thing. Everybody has it, stresses and strains of life. So obviously she's been dealing with these personal demons in her head. And finally, I guess her family convinced her that, listen, you know, the only way you can help yourself is we're going to send you to Tucson, and there's a clinic down there that will take care of you and get rid of the demons and, you know, get you off the hooch and all that kind of good stuff. And it obviously takes people in that kind of environment, because as you know, people who do a lot of, take a lot of psychotropic drugs or drink a lot, they in denial for a long period of time until finally something happens cataclysmic in their life and they finally realize, look, I've hit the wall, I've got to do something. And that's a tough thing for a lot of these people to come to grips with. But once they've come to grips with it, it was most probably a relief to her that she was finally getting help. So they stick her on a plane. Unfortunately, someone didn't go with her if she was that fragile, but that's a whole other point. They stick her on a plane. She gets to Phoenix, connecting flight to Tucson. Tucson's not that far away. It's like a two-hour drive. So it was like a 30-minute air flight. She gets there, she goes for lunch, she goes to the gate, and her flight's fully booked, as normally happens in today's wonderful excursions into the airport. Besides having to deal with the Gestapo, you got to deal with, obviously, the airlines that have a tendency to overbook because they make more money. So she started to get a little frustrated that even though she was booked on the flight because the flight was overbooked, she couldn't get on that flight. And obviously a passenger noticed that she had got flustered. And he offered her his ticket. He said, listen, lady, you can take my ticket. So he gives her his boarding pass. She goes up to get onto the plane and obviously runs into another of these fine government employees working for the TSA or Homeland Security or whoever it is that's standing there. He looks at the ticket and obviously it's a man's name and there's a woman standing in front of him. And he informs her that she's a terrorist. This is the reason why you see in the video that she runs out into the concourse there and starts shouting, I'm not a terrorist, I'm not a terrorist. I mean, who is at fault here? And by the way, this is not the first woman that's died in police custody in Phoenix Airport. I didn't even know this. There's half a dozen people that have died in custody in Phoenix Airport. I mean, it's mind-boggling. But this is the mentality of these people. And this is who you got at the airport. Is there any reason why people don't want to fly anymore? Is there any reason why people don't want to come to America anymore? because you've got this brain-dead mentality of government employees who think they are better than everybody else, and most probably the gate attendant, the TSA guy or the Homeland Security guy that was there, he was most probably a baggage handler 6 months ago, probably earning minimum wage of $8 an hour. All of a sudden, they give him a white shirt, a badge, and a black pair of pants, and you are a member of Homeland Security. All of a sudden, his prestige has been lifted, and now he thinks he's Adolf Hitler. This is how these people think. I mean, this is the mentality of all these people. I don't know if it's something that consumes them within government, but apparently it does. And now you have to ask me, Robbie, why should I buy gold? For that very reason. Because everything's been run. Why do you think everything, the war in Iraq is kind of like being run by the DMV? I mean, the same people that run the DMV are running this war. Is it any wonder why it's such a screw up? Whenever I look at anybody working for government, now I know there's some people listening to the show that work for government. I'm not insinuating that you're half a tucker short of a full plate, but you understand what I mean because you meet these people on a daily basis. You work with them all the time, and if you haven't seen it yet, well, then you're not paying attention. This is the reason we're in the mess we're in. And then, unfortunately, other people take advantage of this weakness that these people within government have. And it's the reason why everything's so screwed up. And it's not going to get any better anytime soon. With a small improviso. You want to save America? Elect Ron Paul to President of the United States. It's our only hope. Look.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
with recent